All right, Andrew, it's time for a quick shot today because people want it. The Saints fired their entire medical staff today because Delvin.
Well, no. Two orthopedics.
Right. They fired two orthopedics because Delvin Bro didn't have a leg contusion. He had a broken leg. I don't even know where to. Let's start with the incompetence of the Saints medical staff, apparently, because that's what we're all joking about on the Twitters.
Well, it's not just the Saints. It's, you know, they do the Pelicans too. And then these are guys on the Pelican staff. And I just think, you know, you can go back to so many mismanagements over the years. I mean, I saw examples of Jeremy Shockey, David West, I mean, Eric Gordon.
Brooke Young.
Eric Gordon drew holiday with Keenan Lewis. But certainly, I mean, the ones that really stick out for me are Eric Gordon and Drew Holiday with Pelicans. And, you know, when Eric Gordon left, he had some major things to say negatively about the medical staff. And he kind of said, you know, it's kind of been night and day since I've come to Houston. Their training staff is awesome. I've gotten in the best shape of my life thanks to them. And the medical staff just, they seem to know what they're doing. It's way better than New Orleans. And I think
it was healthier.
Yeah. And he had a healthier season, yeah. So, you know, now that the Saints have basically fired these two people and, I mean, just gross. I mean, they basically just cost Delvin Bro and the Saints three games. Like they could have had the surgery 2 weeks ago. So, you know, they've cost him maybe two or three games during the regular season with the misdiagnosis.
Wait a second.
Saints are firing them implies that they believe there's some sort of negligence on the doctor's part. So, and this is a cumulative thing. It's not something that's just happened overnight. So, I just think once again, this is another embarrassing moment in the reality that the Saints are a pretty freaking dysfunctional organization.
Well, wait a second. I disagree with you and people a little bit. They're like, well, he'll only miss two or three games. Well, look, he's going to have the surgery. That's best case scenario. Last year he came back after the broken leg, and he was terrible. You know,
No. You're misunderstanding me. I'm saying he's going to miss three games more than he would have missed. We agree.
Yeah.
He would have missed games regardless. I'm saying the fucking up of the diagnosis cost him three more games than he was already going to miss.
Yeah, I mean, see, the thing is, it's really bad because they misdiagnosed it. They could have had it a couple weeks ago, and he could have been healed up, and they could have, say, waited for him. They could have been really cautious and said, look, he broke the leg again. He had the surgery. We're going to be really cautious. And they could have left him on the roster, right, and he could have, say,
come after the bye week. Yeah, exactly.
And he would have missed 4 weeks, but that would have been, like, extra cautious, and that would have been, like, you know, that had been, like, keeping him out, like, 8 to 10 weeks. But they could have been super cautious. Now, they're going to be desperate at fucking corner. And he's going to be working his ass off to get back. And they're going to want him back ASAP. And he's going to want him back ASAP because he has to earn a contract. And their corners are going to be terrible. And he's going to be like, we need him. And it's just, like, it's a vicious cycle of horribleness. It's like doomed to repeat
Let's not forget how everything played out with him last year when he clearly rushed back too soon from a broken leg, played like dog shit, and then got re-injured.
Yeah. So, I mean, and here's the thing. Before we get into what it means at corner and all this, man, if you're a Saints player, how in the hell do you trust these doctors ever again? No.
You don't. I mean, I seriously, first of all, if I'm Drew Brees, I'm like, you motherfuckers aren't laying a finger on me. You know, if I've ever got an issue, I'm flying to San Diego or I'm going to James Andrews, and I don't want to hear you guys tell me anything. I don't see how you can trust them, the medical staff, the training staff. There has just been too many examples. And the Saints are a little handcuffed here. Let's not forget that training camp is sponsored by Ochsner Hospital. The Saints are saddled with whatever doctors Ochsner gives them. So, you know, the next step here is they still have to hire someone from Ochsner. Now, I don't know if that's going to be someone that Ochsner hires for the Saints. So if the Saints would have, like, some say in the interview process to hiring a doctor from the outside. I don't know, but all I know is that Ochsner sponsors their training camp. They can't just go to like Charlottesville or Princeton or Duke and get some hotshot to come be their head orthopedist, because they're saddled with the doctors that Ochsner provides. So, you know, I think they're somewhat limited, and I don't know how much better it gets from here. I mean, I generally think of Ochsner as a pretty good hospital, but it's not Princeton. It's not UVA. It's not Duke. And, you know, I mean, I think, you know, the Eric Gordon, going back to the Eric Gordon comments, I mean, you know, Ralph, you live in Houston. You know how top-notch the medical field is in your city, and I just don't think New Orleans really lives up to that, and I think the Saints are feeling it.
Yeah, and I mean, look, they're sort of handcuffed by the sponsorship and by New Orleans. I mean, look, we all love New Orleans, grew up there, but to say that New Orleans has as many good medical doctors and options as other cities is just not accurate. I mean, that's just it's not accurate.
And I think Ochsner has a good reputation locally. I will just say, from my years of living in New Orleans, I feel like Ochsner is a little overrated. Compared to the medical care I've gotten in Charlottesville, where UVA is, I mean, the doctors are the best in the country.
You know,
there's a noticeable difference.
You know, and here's the thing, though, and not even, you know, because I'm not a doctor, I don't fucking know Oscar's good, bad, or whatever, but the perception among the players when they get injured, if you don't trust the medical staff and you're a Kenny Vaccaro or a Breeze or a whoever, you know, or like a Michael Thomas who's still got, you know, a couple years left before his free agency. If you don't trust the medical staff, that's horrible things for the season. Because these players, football players basically sacrifice their body for money and glory.
The doctors were telling Delvin Bro to get back out there on a freaking broken leg. How do you think that makes anyone feel when they go through concussion protocol and they're like, yep, your brain's good to go? You know, like, I mean, I don't know how it played out with Damian Swan, but he's a guy that had a concussion. They cleared him. He went back out, had another concussion. They cleared him, went back out, had another concussion, and was put on IR. So, you know, I don't know if they mismanaged that or not, or if it was just he was prone to it or whatever. I don't know if there's something that another doctor would have caught that maybe would have clued them to not play Damian Swan or whatever. But I think when you have multiple instances of this and the seed of doubt starts to get planted inside players' heads, then when you're given the green light, when you have a serious injury like a concussion or your leg's not feeling right and they're saying, oh, there's nothing wrong with you, you start to second-guess them. And I think every player on the roster would want a second and a third opinion. You know, it makes me wonder about the Nick Fairley thing. Did he have conflicting reports about his health? Because every normal doctor would say, shut it down, you have a heart problem. And the only doctor that was telling him he could play was the Saints doctor.
Yeah, well, we don't know that. But here's the thing. I would think from here on out, like, Saints players, no matter what, because players in general, you know, and I don't blame Bro at all for this, because, you know, like, why didn't he get a second opinion sooner? Because players don't want to go under the knife. Like, they fear the knife because they know that it can do major damage to their career, and you never know how you're going to come back from a surgery, right? So, of course, when they tell Bro he's got a contusion, he wants to believe that because he wants to get back sooner, right? You don't want to go under the knife. It's the same thing with Unger in the offseason.
Yeah.
He waited until the very last minute to have the surgery on the Liz Frank because they're like, look, if you don't have this surgery and you wait, you're going to miss games. So he tries like crazy to rehab the foot without surgery, and that's what players do. But now it's going to be, I mean, players, I think as soon as they get whatever injury they have, you know, they're going to be like, I want a second opinion. And not that I can blow them. But we only have about 45 seconds left to a minute. Quick synopsis of where corner is on the, oh my God, they're fucked scale.
I mean, one being like, call the paramedics and 10 and they are dead on arrival and 10 being it's fine. I would say it's like a one and a half. I mean, their starters are Ken Crawley and PJ Williams. That's that's their starters week one. And Lattimore, maybe he'll play a preseason game this week, and maybe he's the number three, maybe he moves up to number two. But right now it's Crawley and P.J. Williams for the extended future. And, yeah, I mean, are you telling me that's better than Patrick Robinson and Corey White? Are you telling me that's better than, like, the worst defense we've put out there in the last 5 years in terms of quality at corner? Now, P.J. Williams could be good if he's even healthy for week one. Not a given. I'm not feeling good at all. At all.
Yeah, I would say my optimism is, like, a zero. Like, they're completely fucked at corner, and
they're
they better
sunk.
Get
–
they're sunk. The only way they're not stunk on defense is if they have 40-plus sacks.
See, that's what I hear. Like, a lot of people are telling me, hey, if the pass rush is okay, if they get enough sacks, maybe it'll be okay. They just lost Nick Fairley. Like, are people forgetting that when they make that statement that it could be okay if the pass rush is all right? It can't be all right. They lost Nick Fairley.
This is the worst Wednesday ever. All right, we're done.